USA Radio News.
A CNN poll found President Joe Biden's economic approval ratings are worse than former President Jimmy Carter's. The media outlet reported Carter's economic net approval rating of minus 8 points in an early January 1978 poll marked the lowest around this point in the presidency before Biden's minus 13 points. The poll also indicated inflation is a big problem for Biden. Meanwhile, the president said he's directing FEMA to activate the National Response Center to deploy additional hospital beds to areas in need.
That's why my administration has stockpiled and pre-positioned millions of gowns, gloves, masks, and ventilators. We're ready to send them immediately to any state that needs more.
Biden also directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 military doctors and nurses to be deployed to local hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
If you'll be taking a plane for the holidays, here are a few tips if you plan to bring along gifts.
Millions of Americans will be flying to spend Christmas with family and friends, and the TSA wants air travelers to know the best way to fly with gifts. Don't wrap them. They might get unwrapped before you even get on the plane. If a wrapped gift is in luggage that's flagged by TSA, it will be unwrapped, whether it's checked in or carry-on. It's best to keep your gifts in a bag or box that can easily be opened for inspection. You can separately pack gifts in tissue wrapping paper, ribbons, and tape, and then wrap up the presents when you reach your destination. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is poised to authorize a pair of pills from Pfizer and Merck to treat COVID-19. They could make a decision as soon as Wednesday. Patients could take the pills at home over several days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An illegal immigrant with terrorist ties is caught at the border.
Border Patrol agents in Yuma, Arizona, apprehended an illegal immigrant who allegedly has ties to terrorist groups. New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney reacts to the arrest on Fox Business.
We have heard, and it's been reported, that there are all kinds of people on the terror watch list coming across, and here's one who is impersonating a volunteer ambulance worker who's caught at the border, and that's how he gets across. And this is how simple and how easy it is.
Border agents previously arrested two Yemeni men who were on the U.S. terrorism watch list as they tried to cross into California from Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California will require healthcare workers to get booster shots against the coronavirus. The Democratic governor said on Tuesday the action will make sure hospitals are prepared as a new version of the virus begins to spread throughout the state. California already requires healthcare workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Now it joins New Mexico as at least the second state to require healthcare workers to get a booster shot. The NHL is not sending players to the Beijing Olympics after all. Two people with direct knowledge of the decision tell the Associated Press the league is going to withdraw from the Beijing Olympics after its regular season schedule was disrupted by coronavirus outbreaks. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.